RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Good morning once again now to Darren Frehill.
Hello again, Mary. And we begin this morning with the fallout to the Camogie Association's decision to go with a split season. This means that the inter-county games will come first and then it'll be followed by the club championships. And just like the GAA and the ladies football, the association had wanted to go inter-county league first, then focus on the club and then go back to the inter-county championships in the winter time. The clubs, though, were given the vote on the matter, and it was a really tight vote, 53-47%. The week started so well for the game with the news that elite female players will get same funding as the male players. But former Limerick player and RTÉ analyst Aoife Sheehan feels the club players are the big losers this week.
Yeah, I suppose from a Camogie Association point of view, the result of the club's poll was the best possible result for them PR-wise. You know, it avoided the intra-county players going on strike. So from that point of view, I suppose it helps. It's unfortunate for the club player, I think, really. The vote wasn't a resounding yes by any means, 57-43. And then 38% of clubs didn't turn up to vote. Like, how frustrating is that? Really feel for the club player, because in what should be a really exciting week, I mean, May the 10th was marked, and it was, you know, return to play and get out there and get back training. And, you know, at the time there was probably a promise of summer Camogie and summer championship. And look, I think the format of last year's championship worked really well, the club championship going before the inter-county championship. From an advertisement point of view for Camogie, it was excellent last year. I felt that, you know, the winter months, and this year if it went ahead in that guise, I think Camogie would have been the sole billing. You know, the ladies football and GAA would have gone, you know, previous, and they would have had hopefully, you know, a little bit more space for coverage and promotion of the game and everything else. But now for, I suppose, the club player, it's going to be possibly about 20 weeks before they have a championship game. I suppose the main fall guy in all this as well is the 2020 club championships. Hopefully, you know, talks might resume again that maybe that inter or that club championship might take place during the same time frame as maybe the league that's going on, the inter-county league that's going on. So maybe June might be a good time to play it. A lot of people are feeling a little bit just downbeat from the whole thing.
Yes, Aoife Sheehan there speaking to me a little bit earlier on. Irish international Tadhg Furlong has been speaking for the first time about his decision to agree a New Year deal with the IRFU. We heard from him in the last hour. He admits there was a longer offer on the table, but he was happy to take this year and reappraise the situation next year. Manchester City are Premier League champions. They won the title because Manchester United lost 2-1 to Leicester City last night. It's a third title for them in 4 years. Manager Pep Guardiola has won titles in Spain and Germany, but feels the title in the Premier League is the toughest of them all to win.
Yeah, when we achieve 5 Premier Leagues in this, the most toughest. I've been in Spain, I've been in Germany, and I can say this is the toughest one. This is the toughest league, I would say by far, and for many, many reasons. And achieve five Premier Leagues in 10 years means a lot for this organization. So Premier League is the most satisfied one because means a lot for all of us.
Waterford FC have given notice to the FAI that they will not be able to fulfil their upcoming game away to Sligo Rovers on Saturday. There's a positive COVID case within the squad. Claire Crine reached the final of the 1 metre springboard at the European Championships last night. She finished in 8th place. The British Masters is underway at the Belfry this morning. 5 Irish players in the field, including Niall Carney, who did so well in the Canaries last weekend. Play underway just over an hour or so there. This week on the 6-1 News, we in the sports department are speaking to a number of Olympic and Paralympic team members hoping to compete in Tokyo this summer. Now, yesterday we heard from Roisin Upton. Today it's Pat O'Leary's turn. He'll compete in the canoe and kayak events at the Paralympics. The pandemic has generated so much uncertainty, but after coming through some challenging life experiences, he's ready for anything.
I had cancer when I was 18, and that resulted in me getting a knee replacement. It was in the bone of my knee. And then in 2006, I had it re-replaced. In retrospect, I got an infection. And by the time it got to 2010 and 2011, it was really problematic, and I ended up having it amputated. So, yeah, I suppose for me, there was a lot of isolation around that time because there was a lot of time in hospital and a lot of time at home. which has probably mentally fortified me for the last couple of months in terms of a little bit of isolation. But yeah, so, and I'm nearly 10 years post amputation now and never look back. Best decision I ever made.
Uncertainty is not a natural habitat for any athlete, and I presume that's the same for yourself, is it?
Yeah, I mean, kind of pride myself on being very organised and doing everything I can to be planning well in advance. And this year I was kind of snookered that you can't plan too far in advance, or you can't set things in stone too far in advance. But I suppose we're getting used to it as the year goes on. And I'm coming up to my first competition now, which will be great. First time in a year and a half to actually race other people, which will be fabulous.
There's still a lot of us who still worry about the Olympics, the Paralympics going ahead. But I guess that can't really enter the frame for you guys. You just have to be super ultra focused. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, we have to just keep going. And I suppose in the back of my mind, you have to acknowledge the fact that if things went south, that could happen and we'd have to walk away. And, you know, if that happens, it happens. But I suppose for now, it's train, keep training, keep going, keep focusing on it. I think, you know, even if the Paralympics didn't happen or World Championships are due in Copenhagen in September, I think they would definitely happen. So, you know, I definitely have something to train for, and, you know, just keep the head down and keep going.
Good luck to him there, Pat O'Leary.